Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Randy Moore. Batting second. The third baseman, Willie Calm. Batting third. The center fielder, Bill Barrett. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bibb Falk. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Earl Shealy. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Aaron Ward. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Roger Peckinpah. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ray Schalk. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tommy Thomas. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Tommy Thomas. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Charlie Jameson. Batting second. The second baseman, Freddie Spurgeon. Batting third. The right fielder, Homer Summa. Batting fourth. The first baseman, George Burns. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Joe Sewell. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Bernie Nays. Batting seventh. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Rube Lutsk. Batting ninth. The pitcher, George Uhel. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, George Uhel. And now, play ball. Randy Moore is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Moore strikes out. 1 out. Willie Calm is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Calm hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Sewell. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Barrett takes first base on ball 4. Calm moves to second. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Falk hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Calm scores. Barrett moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, White Sox. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Shealy is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lutsk fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Jameson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ward scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Freddie Spurgeon is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Spurgeon strikes out. 2 outs. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Summa hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. George Burns is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Burns takes first base on ball 4. Summa moves to second. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Sewell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes Summa trying to get to home. Moore throws the ball into Schalk, who tags Summa, who's trying to score from second, for the out. Burns moves to second. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Roger Peckinpah is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Peckinpah takes first base on ball 4. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Schalk strikes out. 1 out. Tommy Thomas is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Thomas hits a fly ball into center field. Nays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Peckinpah tags and moves to second. 2 outs. Randy Moore is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Moore is 0 for 1 in the game. Moore hits a fly ball into center field. Nays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bernie Nays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nays hits a fly ball into left field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell takes first base on ball 4. Rube Lutsk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lutsk hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Sewell moves to second. George Uhel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhel hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sewell scores. Lutsk moves to third. It's White Sox, 1, Indians, 1. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jameson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ward fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0 for 1 in the game. Com takes first base on ball 4. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Barrett strikes out. One out. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Falk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 0 for 1 in the game. Shealy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Falk moves to second. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 1 in the game. Ward takes first base on ball 4. Falk moves to third. Shealy moves to second. Roger Peckinpah is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peckinpah is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Peckinpah hits a fly ball into right field. Summa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Freddie Spurgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spurgeon is 0 for 1 in the game. Spurgeon hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Falk. Spurgeon reaches second base with a double. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Summa hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ward scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Spurgeon moves to third. One out. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Burns strikes out. Two outs. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Sewell hits a fly ball into left field. Falk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 0 for 1 in the game. Schalk takes first base on ball 4. Tommy Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. Thomas bunts towards the mound. Uhel fields it and throws to first for the out. Schalk moves to second. One out. Randy Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 2 in the game. Moore hits a line drive into center field. Nays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Calm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calm is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Calm hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Bernie Nays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nays is 0-for-1 in the game. Nays takes first base on ball 4. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Peckinpah fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Rube Lutsk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lutsk is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lutsk hits a fly ball into right field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Barrett hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Falk is hit by the pitch. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Shealy hits a fly ball into right field. Summa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Ward hits a fly ball into center field. Nays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. George Uhel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhel is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Uhel takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0-for-2 in the game. Jameson bunts, foul, in front of the plate. Schalk settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Freddie Spurgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Uhel. The throw from Schalk and he is out, Peckinpah applying the tag. Two outs. Freddie Spurgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spurgeon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Spurgeon hits a fly ball into center field. Barrett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Roger Peckinpah is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peckinpah is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Peckinpah takes first base on ball 4. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Schalk bunts towards third. Lutsk fields it and throws to first for the out. Peckinpah moves to second. One out. Tommy Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. Thomas is called out on strikes. Two outs. Randy Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-3 in the game. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Spurgeon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians won. The Indians will come to bat. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Summa hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ward scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Burns hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Barrett. Burns reaches second base with a double. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sewell hits a fly ball into right field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bernie Nays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nays is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Nays hits a ball on the ground towards short. Peckinpah scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Com hits a pop-up towards the mound. Uhel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Barrett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Falk hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Uhel fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Shealy hits a fly ball into center field. Nays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Sewell hits a line drive into center field. Barrett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rube Lutsk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lutsk is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lutsk hits a fly ball into right field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Uhel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhel is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Uhel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ward fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0-for-3 in the game. Jameson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Thomas fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lutsk fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Roger Peckinpah is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peckinpah is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Peckinpah hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lutsk fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Lutsk. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Schalk bunts towards third. Lutsk settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Peckinpah moves to second. Randy Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 4 in the game. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Moore for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Freddie Spurgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spurgeon is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Spurgeon takes first base on ball 4. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Summa bunts towards the mound. Thomas fields it and throws to first for the out. Spurgeon moves to second. One out. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Burns hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Schalk settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Sewell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Spurgeon scores. It's 2-1, Indians. Bernie Nays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nays is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Nays hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Moore. Nays reaches second base with a double. Moore throws the ball into Com, who tags Nays trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Sewell moves to third. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Com hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lutzk fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Barrett hits a line drive into left center field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Falk is walked intentionally. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Shealy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lutzk fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. Falk moves to second. Two outs. Ike Boone pinch hits for Aaron Ward. Ike Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Falk scores. Shealy moves to third. It's White Sox, 2, Indians, 2. Roger Peckinpah is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peckinpah is 0 for 2 in the game. With two walks. Peckinpah hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Ike Boone now playing right field. Bob Way now playing second base. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Sewell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rube Lutzk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lutzk is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Lutzk bunts towards first. Shealy scoops it up and throws to first, with Way covering, for the out. Sewell moves to second. One out. George Uhel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhel is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Uhel hits a line drive into left center field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Sewell scores. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 3, and Chicago White Sox, 2. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.